brazen optimism, shameless optimism, two new superpowers of optimism. Hi, it's Victor Perton, that optimism man. And yesterday morning I was heading off to the Vic Water Conference. So the water utilities and organisations involved in new innovations in water, thinking about the future of the water sector. And in the morning I read an article by Nancy Princenthal entitled Amy Sherald, Brazen Optimist. And it was subtitled in an exhibition at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art, the artist known for her portraits of Michelle Obama and Breonna Taylor is showing how much else she can do. So, as you know, I have a passion for optimism, and most mornings I rise about 5 o'clock, as I did this morning, make coffee and read my optimism clippings, articles by friends and allies and in the media and social media, and there's often joy in new and original insights and wisdom on optimism and its application in life. So, back to Nancy. So Nancy said of Amy, her optimism is rare and sails against the winds of contemporary culture. God, that sang to me, you know, this pessimism, the fog of pessimism that is reflected in contemporary media, in the news media in particular. So I love that phrase. Her optimism is rare and sails against the winds of contemporary culture. And Nancy concluded her article, least of all does Amy embrace bitter endings. Shameless optimism is her second act. Well, brazen optimism, shameless optimism? To my shame, neither were on my list of optimism superpowers, and they're now added. So what are the superpowers of optimism as I've framed them over the last few years? Optimism is a potent force that empowers us to persevere, innovate, and transcend challenges with resilience. It's a catalyst for progress, fueling creativity, inspiring leadership, and bolstering emotional and physical well-being. Optimism is the superpower that allows individuals to envision a future where good things will happen and confidently take action to shape their future. My belief is that optimism enhances problem-solving abilities and turns obstacles into stepping stones and fosters persistence in adversity. And I've recently been teaching some public policy subjects and advocating the use of appreciative inquiry, a method of questioning that lifts people up. Now, optimism is multifaceted. Each form offers its unique strength. I mean, infectious optimism lifts others, spreads positivity. Realistic optimism sees the world as it is while striving for improvement, keeping us grounded and forward-moving. Strategic optimism enhances leadership, enabling forward-thinking and innovative decision-making that transforms organisations and communities. So let's dig deeper. What is this brazen optimism that inspired me yesterday morning? And I challenged people at the Vic Water Conference to be brazen optimists through the conference. So brazen optimism, as I understand it, is a bold, unapologetic belief in a better future, even when that belief flies in the face of prevailing cultural pessimism. It dares to dream big even when others doubt. Brazen optimism drives decisive action, challenging the status quo and inspiring transformation. So, consider Catherine Murdoch, who's a climate activist, and her commitment epitomises brazen optimism. So there was a piece in the Washington Post entitled The Brazen Optimism of Catherine Murdoch's Plan to Save the Earth. I love that. Plan to Save the Earth. And that article highlighted how her vision is rooted in an unwavering belief that we can save the planet despite the monumental challenges ahead. Her optimism is undeterred by political inertia or climate skepticism, blending hope with decisive action. So, this brazen optimism doesn't flinch at criticism or skepticism. It pushes forward, galvanized by the conviction that progress is both possible and necessary. Brazen optimism also shines through in culture and fashion, where the bold embrace of hope is reflected in creative expression. So, early this century, Trudy Pierce wrote about New York's brazen optimism during those times of heightened anxiety. She wrote, "These days, fashion is ironic even when it doesn't try. Just as New York went under an orange alert, that emergency colour was parading itself on the runways with brazen optimism." As you know, I love wearing colour. I have an orange blazer, I drive an orange car, I wear a yellow Apple Watch strap. And so this defiant use of bright colours in crisis illustrates how optimism can manifest as a refusal to bow to fear, a reminder that hope can thrive even in the darkest moments. And of course, it reminds me of my friend John Hagel's book, The Journey Beyond Fear, where one of the pillars in the journey against fear is that optimism that, in fact, could be called brazen optimism. So if I think about Amy Sherald's work, Catherine Murdoch, the New York fashion scene, it's an optimistic defiance that says, yes, we can, even when the world seems to suggest otherwise. Yes, we can. Brazen optimism is not about ignoring reality, but boldly imagining and creating a new one. And it was just a wonderful thing over the last 2 days to actually share that challenge to be a brazen optimist. Now, shameless optimism. Well, it takes the unapologetic nature of optimism even further. It's a belief in the goodness of the future, unafraid to stand tall in the face of skepticism or negativity. A shameless optimist says, "I'm not sorry for believing things will get better." They don't seek to temper hope to avoid offending the pessimists. Instead, it embraces optimism fully, refusing to apologize for positivity, no matter how outlandish it might seem to those who are steeped in doubt. Joachim Clement, a financial services commentator, declared, "A bugbear of mine that is increasingly turning into a mission is my aversion to and desire to fight the doom and gloom that surrounds us. I am convinced that being pessimistic and gloomy is not only bad for mental health, but also bad for investment performance and the economy overall. I am not going to apologize for my shameless optimism." I love that, Joachim. "I'm not going to apologize for my shameless optimism." So I think that's a battle cry against defeatist attitudes that today pervade industries and economies. I mean, this morning I read that the Westpac Consumer Index has had us in pessimism for more than 2 years. Who's doing something about it? Well, the Center for Optimism, and I'm trying to do something. I need you to join in with us. Now, the nice thing is, doing a little bit of research, shameless optimism also has deep roots in cultural and historical contexts. Michi Kaifu, writing about the San Francisco Bay Area, where in fact I just come back from, "Shameless optimism is exactly the tradition of San Francisco Bay Area since 1849. So from the gold rush to the tech pioneers today, the Bay Area, San Francisco's Silicon Valley is built on an enduring, unapologetic belief that anything is possible. So shameless optimism isn't just a mindset. It's a force that declares optimism as essential, even when it feels uncomfortable to others. It rejects the notion that realism must be synonymous with pessimism, asserting that believing in better outcomes is the only option for those truly committed to creating change. Those of us truly committed to creating successful change and transformation. Shameless optimism refuses to submit to today's atmosphere of doom scrolling, negativity, and the fog of pessimism. It dares to say, I see the challenges and I also see the opportunities. I see the challenges and I also see the opportunities. So, shameless optimists, are you one? Transform adversity into adventure, challenges into catalysts for change and doubt into determination. So, embracing brazen and shapeless optimism. Well, I've certainly done it for the last 36 hours. And as a radical optimist, I've embraced the power of optimism in all its forms. And now with brazen and shameless optimism in my toolkit, I feel even more equipped to embrace the philosophy of optimism with full force. I've been inspired by Pollyanna's boundless optimism and Viktor Frankl's tragic optimism. And these dimensions invite you and me to be bold, unapologetic and fearless in our pursuit of an optimistic, compelling vision of a better world. An optimistic, compelling vision of a better world. Brazen and shameless optimism reminds us that optimism is not just about hoping for good things. It's about daring to make them happen. It means being fearless and believing that progress is inevitable with the right mindset and effort. It's about facing the challenges of today with confidence that we can shape a better tomorrow. So, what would shameless or brazen optimism look like in your life? How can you embody these superpowers in your work, relationships, or community involvement? I reckon try it for a day and challenge your friends. Give it a day of brazen and shameless optimism. Wishing you all the best for a wonderful, wonderful day. I certainly intend to have one today. This is Viktor Perton, that optimism man. Hope you're enjoying our podcasts. And look, feel free to send me a line on things that I should follow up and cover in these podcasts on optimism and an optimistic life.